Our children are special, and I appreciate so much their involvement in this church, and it really blesses my heart to see and to hear your praises, young people, and I thank you for participating in that way, and that is, I trust, a great challenge to all of us. Even our young people can praise the Lord. And it's a joy. The body of Christ made up of all ages, right? That's right. All right. We're going to go to 3 John tonight. I have something. Tonight is Joy Club closing, and we got to hear from our Joy Clubbers. And we got to just see what God was doing in the lives of our young people. Tonight in 3 John, we're going to just look at a few verses tonight and just a few short thoughts in the time that we have remaining. As we heard one of our young people say, joy, J-O-Y, J stands for, what does it stand for?
Jesus.
And O stands for others, and Y stands for you. Jesus, others, and you. And that is the right order, isn't it? Of joy. All right, 3 John is a letter written by the Apostle John, and he is writing it to a church or to an individual, in this case, in Asia. Now, this man's name is Gaius. It's a Latin origin, or Roman, and it literally means Lord. He is a man, a leader in the church somewhere in Asia. Now, the Apostle John at this point in his life is of great age. He is probably in his 90s at this point, and he has faced a lot of persecution in his life. The Roman Emperor at this time is not kind to Christians. The Apostle John is the only apostle alive still. All the others have been killed for the cause of Christ, and yet he continues to write. In fact, he has yet to write the book of Revelation. This is going to the book of Revelation is his final work. So we see here in this passage, and we'll look at verse 1, we see the elder. The elder is the Apostle John. The elder is one of position or rank or age, and he writes unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Verse 2, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. As you see in this letter, and we're going to encounter the rest of it at a later time, but the Apostle John greatly loves the Church of Christ. He loves those people, and he looks forward to spending time with them and ministering in their lives. And it is very obvious and clear that he has already invested much time in their lives. Notice again the theme of truth. We just looked at 2 John, and we noticed in 2 John his constant mention of truth and how he lays out truth as the foundation of one's life. And in handling with false teachers, truth was the marker, the standard by which they were to go by. So in this letter, he again holds forth God's truth. Now, as we think about truth, truth can be defined in many different ways. It is Jesus Christ. It is the Word of God. It is the Spirit of God. It is all of those things. But the truth has a very active role that it plays in a person's life. It regulates our true love. It helps us to know how to love and who to love. It gives us standards and boundaries for our love. Truth resides in true believers. It helps believers to know what to do and what not to do. It gives us the standard. Truth is the reality of true faith. Without truth, faith would know no object or no clear purpose. And so we see here that the Apostle John loves Gaius in the truth, in the sphere of truth, in the embodiment of all that Christ is in the Word of God. He expresses an unconditional agape kind of love for this brother. He calls him beloved. And what a tender term in the Scriptures. When you see this term beloved, this is a very tender term. It speaks of great endearment. It speaks of more than just an emotion and an affection. It speaks of one's choice and a choice to embrace one's person, another person, to esteem and respect them. It is a choice. And it is a choice that we can do in the sphere of truth, because truth gives us the idea, the boundary, the standards in which we may know how to love. That is why Jesus Christ, he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but through me." And so therefore, Jesus Christ, our standard of love, helps us and guides us in loving others. And beloved, he says, I wish, or I pray above all things, that you may prosper, that you may be successful, that things may go well with you, and that you be in health. Now, have you ever questioned whether you should pray for the health of others? Right here in the Word of God, you have a very clear prayer. I pray that you would be in good health. It doesn't tell us if Gaius was struggling with his health, but the Apostle John, recognizing that the body is weak, he is aging quickly, and he now prays for his brother. He says, "You know what? I pray that your health would be strong, that you may be sound and whole, even as thy soul prospers." He makes he draws this comparison with the health of one's body and the prospering of one's body with the prospering of one's soul, which is that inner person that is eternal. And the inner person that is impacted by the truth. It is the moral place of one's person. And he says, even as that is prospering, may your physical body also prosper. How does one's soul prosper? One's soul prospers as a result of the truth being at work in their life. And so he says in verse 3, I rejoice greatly. And now we see this theme of joy. I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee. Now you can picture this. I don't know exactly where John is when he is writing this, but you can picture him sitting in a home. And some brethren, when the scriptures say brethren, usually the context will tell you that the brethren are fellow believers, especially here in the New Testament. These are fellow believers that have come, and they have testified and said, "Listen, John, I got to tell you what's going on over there where Gaius lives." And the testimony caused great joy in the heart of this old apostle. He rejoices greatly when the brethren came and bear witness of the truth that is in thee. Here's a principle or application for us. When folks spend time with you, do they see the embodiment of the truth of God in your life, in my life? Can they walk away and report back to another brother or sister that maybe has had impact in your life, and can they say, "I see the truth at work in them. I see God's love in them. I see eternal things and changes going on in their life." Would a report card of your life bring joy to your spiritual parents? Now, of course, We don't live for this purpose. We live to please God. But there is something to say about our testimony. And does your testimony cause others, especially those that have had influence in your life, does it cause them to have joy? Who are those kinds of people? Well, your Sunday school teachers, your youth leaders, your joy club workers, leaders. Your Sunday school, your school teachers, your parents. Adults, don't think this doesn't include you. Because indeed, you have had much more time for others to pour into your life. And the list is probably great larger. It's probably larger for you. If there was a report given to them, those that have poured into your life, is there joy? Would it cause joy? John experienced joy because God was at work in these people, in Gaius. And he says, they testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. Well, what does it mean to walk in the truth? Well, walking here in the New Testament, usually it's literally this aspect of placing one foot in front of another and heading down a pathway. But in the context, it usually speaks of a manner of life, a way of life. And this way of life is in the sphere of truth. And verse 4 is a statement that we have heard and become familiar with. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. So whether your children be physical or spiritual, the question is, are they living out God's ways? John here, as he's recognizing that he cannot control these children, but what he is proclaiming is that he can rejoice over the truth at work in their lives. So the application again falls upon us, and we must look at ourselves not as the elder, but as the child. And we must place ourselves in that point, and we must say, what kind of life are we living? Are we walking in the truth? Can others say of us, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth? Now, I don't want you to miss this fact. Notice he says, hear. He doesn't say see. He hears. What does that mean? What does that mean? I mean, that means that there is a testimony that is flowing out of your life. There is, if you will, a signal that comes out, that is transmitted out of your life, that other people will see, and it will impact their lives to the point that they will talk about it. And they will talk about this person or that person and say, they're walking in the truth. And from time to time, the influencers, the spiritual counselors, the mentors will catch wind of these testimonies. And wow, they will smile, they will experience great joy as a result of knowing that their children are walking in the truth. You know, Joy Clubbers, as we've seen tonight, you are being taught the truth. And it brings us great joy to see that truth. And it brings us joy to see you walking in that truth and choosing to live that truth out in your life. So how about us, older folks? I trust that we can have that kind of aroma, that kind of signal that was sent out from our lives and a testimony that it will cause those that have influence in our lives to rejoice that their children are walking in the truth. Let's stand together. We'll close in a word of prayer. Thank you, Lord, for this time. And I thank you for this evening where we just talk about joy. and Lord, joy unspeakable and full of glory. Jesus, others, and you, walking in the truth. Lord, may we be folks this week who take seriously this concept of being children that walk in your ways. Go with your people now, as I know you will. Guide them. Make yourself, your presence, very real in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.